Leon Etienne.
Good morning.
Illusionist extraordinaire, how are you, sir?
I am excellent. You threw me all off with the dates because now I'm like, oh my God, because we got the girlfriend's parents coming into town.
Oh, goodness.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm sweating.
Oh, that's got to be a big deal, huh?
It is, huge deal.
Did you meet him yet? Or is this your first time?
I have already met them. Now they're coming to this country, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Fourth of July, almost.
Jeez, I don't even want to think about
It'll be snowing again before.
Yeah, right. And then we'll be like, ah, I want to have that summer. Is today the official first day of summer? Or is that tomorrow?
I believe that's Tuesday.
I think it is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we had a nice preview of what we're hopefully looking at this summer, this weekend.
It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was a magical weekend.
It was magical, Leon. What a great segue there. Yes. So, listen, man, you got a lot of stuff coming up.
I do. I got a lot of great stuff going on. Things are really, starting to happen in the right direction. It's been 6 years since I've been doing this full-time out of college. About a month ago, I performed in Vegas for the very first time, which for any entertainer
How is it? It's got to be something different.
It's incredible. The first thing you realize when you're on stage there is that these people know entertainment, and they know what they're looking at. You know, in other areas of the country, you may be able to get by with just being okay. But they're going to let you know if you're not. And I was at the Encore Casino, which is part of the Steve Wynn complex. He's got two five-star casinos. And I was invited back for a second time, so I must have done something right, I think.
I like it. It's got to be a different atmosphere, because Vegas has got to be like, Vegas is like the major leagues for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is definitely not, you know, triple A or double A. I mean, you've made it to the big
time. Yeah, this isn't like
point.
A kid's birthday party.
Not even close.
Not that there's anything wrong
with kids' birthday parties. Yeah, yeah.
It's a bigger stage, and the spotlight is, it's got to be, how do you deal with that pressure?
Absolutely. Well, I'll be honest with you, I've been doing this for years, so I mean, once it sank in, by the time it sank in that I was in Vegas, the show was already over. So luckily, I didn't have too many nerves dealing with it. Before every show, no matter where you are, you're a little nervous. If you're not, it simply means you don't care about what you're doing, and I love to give my clients the best at every show. So I got a little nervous before, but the reality of where I was didn't sink in until I went back up to the hotel room, and there's the Vegas Strip out your window, you know?
That's pretty sweet.
So, I mean, until then, I just try to keep it psychological and say, you know, it's just another theater, just another venue, do your thing.
For those who don't know you, Leon, describe what you do.
Well, I'm a quote-unquote professional illusionist. For years, I've been in this area doing birthday parties, corporate events, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, family retreats.
Everything.
I mean,
anything where there's more than five people, you're there.
And somewhere there's been four people. Yeah. I work at the local restaurant once in a while, Babes. Yep. You can catch me doing tableside magic there. I'm in their new commercial for the Boilermaker Burger, which was a very fun shoot.
Which is delicious, by the way.
Oh, it was so good.
I made it a point Friday to go out and get one.
When we were shooting the commercial, they said, you know, just take a bite and then just do what you want with it. And everybody that was there to shoot the commercial ended up eating their entire burger.
Oh, you have to.
It was delicious. It really was. And I had one this weekend.
So. You can't beat that.
So where do we go? For years all over. But then over the last year or two, I've started to specialize a little more. I have some really great agents that I'm working with now. And I'm more so doing traveling theater shows. I've been up and down the East Coast over the last 6 months, out west, obviously, a little bit, and internationally as well. With my Big Illusion show, I've played it in this area quite a few times, and a lot of people seem to enjoy it. And then I'm also doing a lot of corporate work now as well. A lot of trade shows.
That's where the money is, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
The corporate work.
It's good work. A lot of trade shows, commercials, all kinds of stuff. Like if the company, when they have their annual picnic or party or whatever, you know, those are great shows.
It's got to be tough keeping everything fresh, too. It's got to be a grind, especially, you know, for what I do. I just get on and push a button and start talking, go blah, 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 blah. You know, there's preparation, but it's not anything groundbreaking. How do you prepare and come up with fresh ideas and tricks and illusions for your shows?
Well, I'm gonna take a wild guess that when the best part of your day is, because like you said, it's over and over the same day, same routine, is when you get callers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for me, it's the same thing, the audience.
Yeah.
If the audience is flat, I'm probably going to just go through the motions and be flat.
Right.
If the audience is giving me something a little extra, I'm going to go above and beyond what I would, you know, routinely do. Not to say that routine isn't good, but if you and the audience are vibing, There's nothing like it. But to keep things fresh, I have a lot of consultants that I work with. One very good consultant from this area that we both know, very good friend, is Matt Episcopo.
Great guy.
He is hilarious. He is a great magician. Just last week, we were writing things together for my show and his show as well. And then also, I go all the way out to like California to the big shots at work with like Copperfield and stuff. These people can be retained just like anybody else. I mean, they're not untouchable just because they've worked with the best.
Busy.
Yeah, very busy. That's just one thing. now we'll get the official plug in here. If you have not been the Adirondack Scenic Railroad, last summer we did this. This summer it's coming back with a vengeance. The Tendera Station, the train on Fridays, one's at 12:30, one's at 3 p.m. Fridays, it goes from Tendera to Otter Lake. They're calling it Magic Fridays.
Mm.
And basically you get on the train on the way up to Otter Lake. I'm strolling throughout the train. You get to see a whole bunch of magic. We had kids last year coming up dressed as Harry Potter and their favorite characters because it's just like the Hogwarts Express, you know?
Oh, man. They I might pretend. I'm going to break out my Harry Potter robes. I'm not going to pretend like I don't have a Harry Potter robe and a wand and all that stuff in the glass.
The handkerchief.
I love Harry Potter. I'm a grown adult. I love Harry Potter.
Hey, I do too.
It was like our generation, though. You know, when they came out, you grew up with Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, how can you not like it? But, I mean, how cool is that? They're doing this. The funny part is when I worked the trains last year, we saw maybe 20% of the people from this area. So I'd like to see more people this year come up. But the trains were packed every week, but there were all people vacationing from all over the place, which makes sense. But at the same time, folks, I mean, if you're into Harry Potter and you're local and on a Friday afternoon, if it's nice, rainy, whatever, the train ride is beautiful. But then you also have the magic. And then the weekends I'm traveling because I'm pretty busy this summer. Matt Episcopo is going to be filling in as well. And then we have another young magician named Ryan Bliss that's going to be filling in on the Fridays as well.
You've really popularized your trade for the local area.
For this area, man. You know what? I mean, we have I heard you talking about it earlier with the guy with the real estate over here on the HSBC building. I was driving by it as you guys were talking about it. You know, this area really is so great and we have so many wonderful things. And why not some first class, world class entertainment?
Yeah.
You know,
why not?
We really do. Me and Matt, we travel all over the place and we're really focused on bringing the best products we can. We literally have hung out with the world's greatest magicians from Copperfield to Angel to Blaine and, you know, all the big guys that are popular now, but even the guys that were big in the 70s, 80s. And not too many people still realize this. Maybe the older generations do, but Utica had a really famous magician resident named Walter Cummings. And he, in the movie Houdini, he trained the actor, Hollywood actor Tony Clark. I think it's Tony. If I'm misquoting, I'm sorry, but look it up. Tony Clark, he taught him all the sleight of hand. He performed for royalty and princes and queens all over the world. And he, till the day he died, lived in Utica, a side street off of Eric Street, and had an office right here on downtown Genesee Street, if I'm not mistaken, right across from this building, the Adirondack
building. No kidding.
Yep.
Do you ever play in front of any foreign dignitaries or anything?
Not been in front of any foreign royalty at this point in my career. I mean, I've been to, we performed in Australia, Germany, Wales, Ireland.
Wow. Favorite country to perform in?
Oh, God.
Other than the
America,
United States,
of course.
I was going to say,
you almost
than
had
the
me
States.
That. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
You set me up for that one. other than the United States, I got to give it. Germany's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, Germany seems weird. They seem like a culture over
they
there.
They do not react, any European country, really. They do not, American audience, and I'm not just saying this because we're on the air. American audiences definitely give the best reaction.
Oh, I have to,
definitely. German and European, it's not over the top applause. They appreciate it, I think. It, just in a different way. Just because they're not applauding doesn't mean that they're not liking what you're doing. And when they do applaud, it's, you know, rather within.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
like,
yeah,
it's not,
all right, good job.
It's not crazy. It's not stuck up, but it's just their way. The Australian audiences, I mean, they were great. You know, they're
bunch of rowdies.
If you've ever met an Australian,
they're all rowdies.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Australians are notorious for being rowdy.
They love to have a good time.
Yes, they do.
So yeah, I mean, but in all seriousness, American audiences definitely give the best. You know, they'll go if you're doing good, they're gonna go over and above and beyond to let you know.
You're gonna be at the Boilermaker this year.
Huge
that's
for
a
the
big,
Boiler.
That's
yeah.
a big thing.
I mean, come on, it's like our biggest event in the area,
it is
right?
The
it's like for any entertainer
event.
In this area, it should be one of your dreams, and this is definitely one of mine. And this year it's coming true. Tim contacted me over the winter. I believe there was still like 3 feet of snow on the ground. He's like, we're going to talk Boilermaker. And yeah. I'm like, okay. Right. He goes, I want to do a few things different this year to maybe draw some more families in. So on the Expo Day, I'm doing a huge show on the Masonic Care campus, which is the Saturday, the day before the Boilermaker. And I'm bringing in a bunch of big illusions. Yeah. It's right after the kids run. However, if you're not going to the kids run, I'm told check schedules and stuff because they shut that campus down very tightly. The state police take it very seriously because they want to keep all the kids safe while they're running.
Yes.
So if you're going to want to come to the show after it's at 11 a.m. that Saturday, definitely check and see what the protocol is because it's going to be shut down. But then Sunday, here's what's going to happen. Let me take you back. A week before the Boilermaker, roughly a week, so 9 days, something like that, July 1st, I'm going to go to the mayor's office at City Hall. I'm going to hand him a box, which has a prediction in it. And the prediction I'm going to attempt to make is I'm going to attempt to predict exactly who's going to win not only the male but the female division of the Boilermaker this year.
Yeah.
Not just names, their exact times.
Come on.
Down to the second.
Really?
Down to the second. This is all going to be documented. I mean, I'm giving it to the mayor. It's on the up and up. He is going to hold on to that prediction for the 9 days or whatever it is up until the Boilermaker. I am not going to see it or touch it again till we are live on stage at the Boilermaker post-race down at the brewery. And then the mayor is going to open it up. We'll unfold the prediction, and we'll see how close I got.
Man, you got you are
it's
crazy.
It's big, man. It's
you
huge.
You are nuts. What if you're off, like, what? You've got to be like, what if I'm off,
exactly.
like, 2 minutes or, you know, 10 seconds?
Exactly. You know what's funny about stuff like this is even if you get everything right and then you're off by, like, the last second, people are still going to be like, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have some people go, he missed it by 3 seconds, you know? I mean, folks, I'll tell you what. It's part magic, part entertainment, and part dumb luck. I mean, it really is. That's the secret formula. It's huge. It's a big risk. I mean, coming out and saying that you're going to predict something like this.
Yeah.
And we'll give it a shot because I have nothing to go on other than my knowledge of magic and entertainment and, again, my luck.
You're crazy.
It's going to be
huge.
That's
all I can say is that's pretty impressive if you pull this off.
When you step back and think about it.
I'm not going to say if you pull it off. I'm going to say when you pull it off, Leon, because I know you're the best.
God bless you, Mark. I hope so.
I hope so, too, for your sakes.
Yeah, this is pretty big. I mean, there's definitely a huge, huge risk in doing something like this, and the odds are definitely not in my favor. I mean, everyone goes, oh, well, it'll probably be a Kenyan runner or something. Well, yeah, that's great, but you know how many of them there still are?
Yeah,
I mean, it
right.
still doesn't narrow it down
right.
all that much for me.
Yeah, and the time and everything like that is men and women.
And there may be another surprise in the prediction. We'll
wow.
see.
Wow.
I'm toying with something
all
else.
Right.
We'll see.
That, may,
that, that if you're there at the Boilermaker party, someone might get to interact live with me and hopefully see you know, if we can.
And that's a great time in itself.
Oh, yeah. With the Jets flying
over. Yeah, 30,000 people or something down there.
Yeah, it's huge. It'll definitely be the biggest crowd. I did the biggest up to date that I've been in front of was 10,000 at a similar event, post-event party. But, yeah, Tim was telling me the amount of people they get.
It's unbelievable.
It's another great thing in Utica, man. I mean, how we can start adding them all up.
What else you got? Anything else you want to get on there?
I don't know. Wow, right. We took off. That was a lot, man.
A lot,
I mean, there's so much info. I'm tired just from talking about it.
Yes. I'm exhausted me listening.
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
You should take a nap.
We're all over the place. And thanks, Central New York, for all the support you've given me and my friends and just all the magicians in the area. You know, if you see a magician in the area, the odds are that we all know each other. So say hi and applaud.
You ever watch the TV show Arrested Development?
You know what? One of my friends sends me clips from it.
Yeah.
I hear there's a magician character on there. I've not watched it.
No, it plays a magician. They have this like little magicians league, and they're like this evil. It's funny.
That's
every time I see it, I think of you.
Thank you.
I don't know why, though. It's like, Leon is, you know, it could be in this evil magicians league.
Sweet. Maybe I am. And
maybe.
You don't know.
Maybe. Well, I would assume if you
we
were
meet in the basement of the HSBC building.
So you're responsible for it. I knew it, Leon. Leon, how do they get a hold of you if they want any more information, websites, anything like that?
Yeah, yeah, awesome. You can check out my website. It is leonetienne.com, and Etienne is spelled E-T-I-E-N-N-E. And also, if you want to see fun videos and pictures from Vegas, you can check out my blog, which is called Leon TV, and that's just leonetienne.tv. These .tv sites are getting huge
now. Yeah, they're...
Everyone's using them. It's the next big, you know... business trend.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. It's just Leon Etienne.
Yeah, you're pretty much all over the place.
Yeah, go to the website, have some fun.
Etienne, what kind of name is that?
It is French.
French.
Very
I was just
French.
Say, if you have very French.
So weird, if we got a second. Last week, I was got a message on Facebook. It was probably when I was messaging you to come on. And this guy was doing research on his family from Tupper Lake,
mm-hmm.
and he came across this article that said Leon Etienne unexpectedly passes away, and it was from 1950-something.
Yeah.
It was my grandfather,
really?
Who I had never met, and this guy just knew my name from doing shows mm-hmm. and stuff around here and said, oh, I wonder if Leon would like to, you know, see. And he sent it to me on Facebook.
Wow.
Amazing Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is amazing, isn't it?
And, it sent it to me, and now I got some family history going on from Tupper Lake, and it was, you know, he died before I was even born. He was my dad's dad, and the family came over from Paris, France, and my great-grandfather owned a tailoring shop up in Tupper Lake,
wow.
come to find out. So
how did you get into magic?
No one else in my family is a magician or entertainer, except for one of my nephews who lives in, which funny enough is older than me, because... family.
Yeah.
My dad was married twice. How'd I get into it? I was 12 years old. I was grounded by my mother. I was bored out of my mind. Started reading a magic book.
No kidding. And then it went from there?
Went from there. Learned a trick. Left the room. Was grounded. My mom goes, what are you doing out of your room? You're grounded. I said, hold on. I just want to show you this trick. And to my amazement, the trick worked because I ran right out the front door and played with my friend. She forgot I was grounded after the trick.
What was the trick, you remember?
The trick, yeah. I actually, believe it or not, I just produced a DVD on it, and I sell it during my shows. You take a regular envelope, you take a card, say the Six of Hearts, you rip it into four pieces, you put it in the envelope, you snap your fingers, wave a wand, whatever you got, open up the envelope, and the card is completely restored. And the cool part is everyone goes, well, yeah, just open the envelope. There's another one in there. And then you do open the envelope, and there is nothing in there. So
nice.
It's a great trick. It was my first one, and it's kind of sentiment.
Yeah, I see. Excellent. Leon, thanks so much, man.
Mark, thank you, man. And, you rock. Good luck with the show.
Well,
you're rocking it, baby.
We're doing something. I don't know if it's good or bad, but we're doing something. That's
hey,
all I can
and that's all
for.
That matters. You're doing something.
Exactly. Leon, thanks so much, buddy. We'll be touching base
thanks,
a little
Mark.
Later in
you
the
rock.
Summer.
Yes, sir.
Then we got some big things to come.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm really looking forward to this this prediction with the
Boilermaker, be there.
Oof. It's going to be nerve-wracking. Man, you're going to be sweating
all right, let's
bullets.
Stop talking about it now.